Thank you so much. Thank you for your prayers and your warm welcome. I am so happy to see all of you here, and I am so happy to be here as well. The song My Lighthouse has been a song that our children were singing at Deep Run East every summer, and so for VBS, it's a vacation Bible school song, and so it starts out with a little bit of hippin' and hoppin', and I thought if I do that this morning, you guys are going to think, okay, she's a little off, but I used my self-control and totally enjoyed singing with all of you this morning. We can be thankful for this beautiful morning and for the opportunity to celebrate Rebecca and Zach's wedding this afternoon. If this past week has been feeling a little stressful, a little lonely, a little anxious for you, it is my prayer that you feel and see God's Spirit at work today. May you feel lifted up, finding joy in our Lord. And I just would like to just close our eyes, and when we close our eyes, just for 30 seconds, I want you to think of all of the blessings that have been bestowed upon you this week. Your family, the food on your table, the sunshine, your friendships. And we thank you, Lord, for all of our blessings. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. That is Philippians 4:4. Paul is urging the Philippians to stand fast in the Lord. When all other places do not feel secure, they are being encouraged to stand fast in the Lord. When we are of the same mind in the Lord, we are not quick to give either offense or take offense. The little everyday distractions that can build quickly into hurt and fear and anger will not rise quickly when we occupy our minds with the life lessons that Jesus has taught us. Philippians 4:5. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. We can find delight in the Lord. Psalm 94:19. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. In our thoughts within us, even the troubling thoughts, God comforts and delights in our souls. He has chosen us, and he loves us. Depend on the Holy Spirit to be in front of you always. Theologian Spurgeon explains that people who are happily, especially those who are happy in the Lord, they have minds that are so sweetly occupied with higher things that they are not easily distracted by the little troubles which naturally arise among such imperfect creatures as we are. Joy in the Lord is the cure for all discord. Paul shares very confidently in these verses from Philippians that God is in control. In knowing this, we need to show a gentle disposition to all people. Because the Lord is at hand, we need to avoid animosity, judging others charitably, showing patience and gentleness and forgiveness. Listen to Romans 12:19, where a person who is free to let go of all things that cause him stress because he knows that the Lord will take his cause. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge, and I will repay," says the Lord. The Lord will handle our battles. So we should recognize that during our moments of anxiety, we may take a step back and breathe, knowing that God is in control. It may not go our way, but know that it is going God's way. Verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Sharing your needs with God or not, he knows them. He knows them better than we can explain them to him. It is, however, a command, not an option, to not be anxious. And he does rejoice in our sharing our needs with him. Sometimes we get so busy, we forget to turn to him. Our sense of dependency on him grows when we make our desires known to him. Prayer is all of our communication with God, and prayer with supplication asks or requests God to do something. Don't fear to ask God for anything. He wants to know. He wants to hear it from us. When you ask with a thankful heart, making note of all of your blessings already received, your request will be made with a joy-filled heart, guarded against a complaining spirit. The promise of peace is shared in Philippians 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. David Guzik describes three aspects of peace related to God. Peace from God. Paul continually uses this as an introduction in many of his letters. It reminds us that our peace comes to us as a gift from God. Peace with God. This describes a relationship that we enter into with God through his finished work in Christ. And the peace of God. This is the peace spoken of in Philippians 4:7. It is beyond all mind. That is beyond our power of thinking. This is the peace that keeps you from tumbling under your sin. It keeps you calm and filled with passion. Spend time in prayer, asking for the Spirit of the Lord to lead you. Ask for a sense of peace in your heart. God's will be done. Verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Many of the matters we choose to meditate on become our ways. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is our daily walk. Much of our Christian lives come down to what is in our minds. Be aware of what you are allowing into your minds. The Ten Commandments were given to us as a list of what to do. The fruit of the Spirit was given to us to learn how to live in. Jesus uses God's Spirit to produce fruit, and then he lives in us and through us. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace, patience, kindness, goodness. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. As I share the information that I have been studying about the fruits of the Spirit, know that these are all gifts that should not be practiced by themselves. And all of these gifts benefit all believers, and God rejoices in them. The first three, love, joy, and peace, are inward gifts, gifts from Jesus to us. The next three, patience, kindness, and goodness, are gifts that go out to others. And the final three, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, are to God. Morris wrote, "It may be significant that the word fruit is singular. Paul is not speaking of a series of fruit that would be shared around so that one believer has one or another. Rather, he is referring to a cluster such that all of these qualities are to be manifested in each believer." And Luther shared, "It is fitting that love is mentioned first because it encompasses all the following. It may even be said that the following eight terms are just describing what love in action looks like. It would have been enough to mention only the single fruit of love, for love embraces all the fruit of the Spirit. This love is above and beyond natural affection or the loyalty to family. This is loving people who are easy to love and those loving those people who are not necessarily that easy to love. Joy of the Spirit is a higher joy than that thrill of the exciting experience or wonderful circumstances in our lives. It is a joy that can abide and remain even when circumstances seem terrible. That's pretty difficult to follow through on. But there is a joy that remains in our lives even when circumstances aren't good. Paul knew this joy personally. He could sing when shackled in a dark prison. He would sing at midnight with Silas, and they would be praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners would start to listen to them. And that is from Acts 16:25. Peace. This peace is peace with God, peace with people, and it is a positive peace filled with blessing and goodness, not simply the absence of fighting. A positive peace filled with blessing and goodness. We could say that this is the peace of the Spirit because it is a higher peace than just what comes when everything is calm. This is a peace of God which surpasses all understanding. The fruit of the Spirit is patience, long-suffering. Patience means that one can have love, joy, and peace even over a period of time when people and events annoy them. God is not quickly irritated with us, so we should not be quickly irritated with others. And kindness and goodness are two words that are closely connected. About the only difference is that goodness also has with it the idea of generosity. You can be kind to others when you pull in the goodness for others and add that gift of generosity. It's an amazing gift. Barclay wrote of faithfulness. The idea is that the Spirit of God works faithfulness in us, both to God and to people. He states, "It is the characteristic of the man who is reliable." Faithfulness. The fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. The word has the idea of being teachable, not having a superior attitude, not demanding one's own way. Gentleness. It is neither being timid nor passive. It is being gentle. The world knows something of self-control, but most of it is always for selfish reasons. It knows that self-discipline and denial someone will go through for themselves, but the self-control of the Spirit will always work on behalf of others. Against such, there is no law. There is certainly no law against love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. But more so, if a person has the fruit of the Spirit, he doesn't need the law. He has already fulfilled it. We are encouraged to walk in the ways of good values and desirable qualities. Paul's doctrine and his life modeled the same message. Matthew Henry writes that it gives great force to what we say to others when we can appeal to what they have seen in us. And this is the way to have the God of peace with us, to keep close to our duty to Him. The Lord is with us while we are with Him. Sometimes we ask to do something, we are asked to do something that is difficult, or we don't understand why something is occurring, causing moving forward in faith to be a little bit uncomfortable, and sometimes even terrifying. And Deirdre Riggs, in her book, Every Little Thing, Making a World of Difference Right Where You Are, she shares a paragraph. After several difficult decisions and difficult situations had arisen in her life, and she was being steered in a direction that she never thought she would be going in. And she shares, about moving forward into what God is calling you to do. Sometimes it's beautiful and easy, and it's what you've been waiting for as long as you can remember. Sometimes moving forward with God is the biggest challenge you will ever face. You will want to fight it with all you've got. You will analyze it from every possible angle. You may look for an emergency exit, fully aware that that nearest exit is behind you. You may put your fingers in your ears and sing loudly, drowning out the still, small voice of God in your mind. You will ask people to pray you out of the situation instead of praying you through the situation. How can this possibly be God's idea? You may whisper into the night, I didn't sign up for this. Sometimes moving forward with God takes its toll on a person. We are wise to count the cost. We are encouraged to leave the old behind and trust God. When we decide to follow Jesus, we may give things up, but following, rejoicing, praying, giving thanks along the way will lead to something better. A prayer that we can always practice, a very simple prayer. Dear Lord, where you lead me, I will follow. Where you lead me, I will follow. I have a letter. It's written by A. Grant, but it's written from Jesus to all of us. And it's explaining how Jesus freely gives us gifts. He loves us. He wants to be our Lord and Savior, and all we have to do is ask. And so the letter starts out, Dear friend, how are you? I just had to send a note to tell you how much I care about you. I saw you yesterday as you were talking with your friends. I waited all day, hoping you would want to talk to me too. I gave you a sunset to close your day and a cool breeze to help you rest, and I waited, but you never came. It hurt me, but I still love you because I am your friend. I saw you sleeping last night and longed to touch your brow, and so I spilled moonlight upon your face. Again, I waited, wanting to rush down so that we could talk. I have so many gifts for you. You awoke and rushed off to work. My tears were in the rain. If you would only listen to me, I love you. I try to tell you in blue skies and in the quiet green grass. I whisper it in the leaves on the trees, and I breathe it in the color of the flowers. And I shout it to you in the mountain streams, and I give the birds love songs to sing to you. I clothe you with warm sunshine and perfume the air with nature's scents. My love for you is deeper than the ocean and bigger than the deepest need in your heart. Ask me. Talk with me. Please don't forget me. I have so much to share with you. I won't hassle you any further. It is your decision. I have chosen you, and I will wait. I love you, Jesus. Paul's integrity allowed him to say, follow me as I follow Jesus. Finally, in Philippians 4:9, wherever you have learned to receive or heard from me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you always. Stand fast with the Lord, and the peace of God will be with you. All we need to do is ask and find delight in God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the gift of the fruit of the Spirit. And we pray for our world and our world leaders at this time. We pray for safety during this time of the pandemic. May you heal those who have been affected by it. Father, please be with us this week. Fill our minds with lessons learned from Jesus. Allow us to recognize the gifts from you and to share your gifts with others. We thank you for Rebecca and Zach and for the love they share with each other. And we are so grateful that they love you, Lord. Having this foundation in Christ's love will lead to a continued sharing of their love in a wonderful marriage. Help us, Father, to be joyful and thankful every day. Each day is a gift from you. Remind us of this truth and give us thankful hearts. Be with us this week, and for all you do, we give you thanks. In your precious name, amen. Do I stay here?